I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA.
Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're going to get to yell.
Well, then it's going to be fun.
Well, I want to know, how the fuck did we go from weddings to how do you foot spot a sociopath?
This is what we do. Dude, what? Again? Hold on. I got to fucking sit right. Wait, let me stretch out my shorts for this shit.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to the first live episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business and the 100th episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. Shit.
One fucking 100, man.
This is full of
it's a milestone.
It's our first live episode. It's our first episode of season 4. We're finally fucking rocking and rolling.
Dude, I think they should all be live. Fuck, like, it doesn't make a difference. Like, might as well. I think the other show used to make them all live too. That's how, like, people just scroll by. They're like, what are these two idiots doing? They click on, they hear your fucking accent, and they're like, I'm gonna stay and listen to him.
That's it, man. That's it. So, Judge, what's been happening, big boy? How you been?
Work, man. Fucking 7 days a week. Day school every day, night school 4 days a week. Then I teach Saturday school for the state standardized test, and now Sunday. So people have been texting me, and I'm just like, I'm not getting back to you. Like, I'm just not. There's a 50% chance I saw it, and a fucking and a 90% chance of that 50 that I'm never getting back to you. It's too fucking busy. It's gonna be like this until May, because that's when all the stuff is due for the state. So the fact that I'm doing this right now is because you reminded me. Because, like an asshole, I'm sitting here last week going, "Hey, man, I'm ready." You're like, "It was fucking Friday. I don't keep shit. I missed two podcasts." One with you and one with my friend Perry. Fucking shout out to Perry. He does like a superhero podcast, like my friend Anthony. And I'm supposed to do like my top 16 rated DCEU fucking flicks. I've been looking forward to it. Fucking came and went. I'm just like, dude, I even got one of them see-through fucking calendars now. So I can write shit down. I don't even remember to fucking write it down. That's how fucking busy it is, man. It's just been, and night fucking nightmares every night. Like, I thrash when I sleep. Like, lucky Sarah's fucking small, because I punch shit off the fucking end table. February, March, April is just fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, guys, thanks for joining the chat. Thanks for, hanging out with us. We're glad you're here. We got Wayne. We got our professional asshole with us as well, man.
Hey.
And it looks like we got Jeffo with us as well, man. And fucking look Jeffer. At us. Well, this podcast is just fueled on caffeine. You've got your bang. I've got my V. This is going to be fucking fun, dude.
And now people get to instead of hearing us, now they get to fucking see us, which is, I'm glad I'm shaded out because A, I'm mysterious, and B, you don't want to fucking look at all this.
Oh, you're an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking terrible.
Hey, dude, one thing I want to touch with you real quick. Is that fucking video you put up the other day? You shared a TikTok or whatever, and it was about the mum and the daughter who both divorced the same guy.
That's what? AJ's reaction. I love that fucking dude.
Where the fuck do you find this shit?
So the dude's name is, I think it's AJ's reaction. He's funny as shit. I watch shit like that and can only now enjoy it for what I'm looking at, because there's a good chance it's a setup, right? Like, I just watched another one where two people are reacting to this girl who dry heaves, like almost vomits when she hears styrofoam rubbed together. So I'm watching it. I'm fucking dying, right? Turns out it's not even a fucking girl who originally did it. Someone took the audio and a girl did her voiceover doing it. I'm like, what do we steal? So we used to steal jokes, right? When everyone's doing the Brian Regan bit, the YouTube bit, right? Everyone's doing that shit. Now we're literally... Or people, not me, because I ain't on it, literally now stealing other people's videos, doing a voiceover so they can get, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, what the fuck is going on? People can't come up with their original shit. And the girl who put it up originally now has to do battle with some other fucking chick who literally did a voiceover of her shit. What are we doing, man? It's fucking nuts. Did you see the one I put up today? Same dude who put it up?
Oh, dude, I've seen a handful. Which one are you talking about?
Nah, dude, it's this fucking girl trying to cut her food at a restaurant, and the server comes over. Now the fucking camera, of course, is in her stupid face because everyone wants to watch each other fucking eat. The camera's in her fucking face. The guy comes over and is like, hey, man, we're a non-filming establishment.
Oh, she goes, yeah, well, I'm yeah. I'm a TikToker,
so I fucking care.
No, I was trying to cut my egg in an aesthetically pleasing way, and you've just ruined my shot. Like, what the fuck? Who cares? It's a fucking egg.
That's the person who's sitting at, if you're the server, you sit next to her and go, here we are, another episode of Jerk-Offs Eating and fucking filming. It's starring this asshole. Like, that's what you have to do, because you're going to get filmed anyway. If you piss these people off, they're going to film you. So get in on the fucking action. Sit next to her and be like, here, let me cut your egg, stupid. Like, I would just turn it into a whole fucking thing, because they're just overprivileged jerk-offs. And the way she said I'm a TikToker was like she pulled out an FBI fucking thing. She was like, well, I'm a fucking TikToker. No one fucking cares. No one cares. And to now turn around to someone who owns the place or works there, and like the look on her face, I'm like, dude, is this what we're watching? Or like, is this what people are watching? People stealing other people's jokes, people stealing other people's fucking actual voice, and this asshole, because she wants to cut a fucking egg. Come on, man.
That's the can we stop? Is can we stop being so fucking entitled to think that we're important for our content, you know?
Dude, look, man, I just talked about this with my night school kids, right? And it was from the book by Mark Maxson, right? Mm-hmm. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I said, you guys got all, like, their grandparents, their parents, they got to watch kids, they got to fucking cook dinner, then they got to sit in class, then they got to go to work. I used to have a lady who worked daytimes, slept, came to night school, then worked overnight and went back to school every day, right? So, and she's like, stop worrying, like, listen, it's like he says in the book, go buy the fucking book. It's amazing. The book is not about not giving a fuck about anything. It's about recognizing that like the five fucks you actually have to give are precious. Put those where they need to be. What do you care? Fucking Love Is Blind. Oh, this guy and fucking these chicks and the fucking Kardashian idiots. Like, really? Like, that's where you want to like get all fucking worked up over? Mm. Like, it's not worth it. Unfortunately, we live in the fucking, it works me up too. I just saw that thing pass and I couldn't fucking stop looking at it. Now, here I am fucking bitching about it. And I'm like, so I'm a victim of what I just said, right? Why do I give a fuck? But now it's impossible to not, because as long as you have a phone with some sort of social media, you're going to see these jerk offs out there. Mm-hmm. You're just going to. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to calm down about it.
Yeah.
But it ain't fucking working.
Well, this is why I love podcasting with you, man, because like you come out with shit sometimes that I don't even consider, and then become like mottos to live by, right? And my favorite one lately has been, where do I put that fuck?
Yeah, man.
And you got to stop and think, where do you put that fuck? Because you've only got so many fucks to give.
Yeah, and stuff like that will rent space in my head, fucking rent free for weeks. Until I finally sit down and I'm like, what do I give a shit? Let her cut her fucking egg, right? My concern, like, dude, if I saw someone out doing that with the fucking setup and the ring light, I'd be like, she's a jerk off, and I would fucking move on. I wouldn't even think about it, right? But my issue was with the disrespect to the person who worked there.
Yeah.
It's like she said, you know, I'm a movie star. Like she's a nobody.
No, that's right. Nobody. And like the person that stitched it, they summed it up beautifully, I reckon. It's like, you have this person who owns an establishment, they own the LLC, they own the furniture, they buy the food, they pay for all these fucking overheads, and you're there just being fucking flat out disrespectful because you feel entitled because you're a TikToker and you want to aesthetically pleasingly cut your fucking egg and let them...
Yeah.
What a jerk off, man.
And this isn't an old guy thing. This is a common fucking decency and respect thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, dude, now people are trying to find a way to fight over what fucking generation you grew up in. Oh, of course he would say that. He's a this. Okay, boomer, this one, that. So now we're now dividing more. It was bad enough when it was race. It was bad enough when it was religion. Now let's bitch and complain if you were born 20 fucking years after somebody else. Why are we being fucking nasty? Like, why are we being nasty? This isn't a generational thing. We are now seeing, I don't give a fuck what generation it's called, ZX fucking, dude, I don't care. This is the everyone got a trophy generation. This is the fucking aftermath of it. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I run this, I run that. You see my 15th place trophy? But like, that's what it is. So now everyone gets this idea that, and it's not even kids. It is now everybody. They've all taken that fucking persona to be like, of course I can dance in the middle of the fucking street during rush hour. Of course I could stop fucking traffic to do a fucking stupid dance. Like, and then you see videos of these assholes getting run over. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, it's the car's fault. The car is on the fucking road doing what the car is supposed to do, which is driving. Mm-hmm. You know what you're not supposed to be doing? Doing a fucking jerk-off shuffle in the middle of the street with fucking 6 tons of fucking metal coming at you. It's just fucking crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely, man. I will say, though, there's one streamer I've been seeing videos pop up about, and it's this old dude who is a veteran, army veteran, and he was a sniper, I believe. And now playing fucking video games.
I saw that. So he's old, like, dude, right? Like, although, yeah.
Picking people off the buildings. He's just sitting there, come on, pop your head up, buddy, and then fucking bang, gets it.
There's streamers and influencers I like. Like my friend, I know this dude, his name is Jennings Brower. The fucking dude is the sweetest dude on the planet. Got fucking a million followers, man. He's a great dude. Ty Miller's another one. They're all people I met at comic book conventions. They're fucking super nice. They are down to earth. They try to do right by each other. I just found a new one, which I can't believe I just found him because he's a tri-state dude. He's like 23. His name is Nicky Cass. This fucking dude is one of the funniest dudes. And he's Italian. His family's Italian. So he does all the impressions of like what his grandfather sounds like, what his dad sounds like, the dude from down the block. And they are literally, bro, I swear to God, anybody in the tri-state area will look at that and be like, that's how my grandfather sounded. That's how the pizza guy sounded. Dude, he does this thing where he's got a towel and he's acting like he's fucking molding it like a fucking pizza guy. I was like, bro, this guy is amazing. He's amazing. He's fucking hilarious. But again, he's not putting up bullshit. He's not fucking like overdubbing stuff like Jennings and him. And all these people who are coming up with original content, that's dope. Dom Mazzetti's one of them. Dom Mazzetti is a Mike Tornabit, the guy who does bro science, right?
Yep.
Motherfucker started his shit like 15 years ago. He does nothing but write comedy and put up his own shit. But someone who fakes the funk and records other people's shit has 4 million fucking followers. Like, that doesn't compute with me.
Yeah.
It's just plagiarism. And people are letting it go because this person's good looking or she's nice to look at, or I feel bad for this guy, or whatever the fuck it is, man. I don't know. Like, get your own fucking shtick.
Absolutely. There's nothing fucking wrong with creativity. There's some fucking hilarious shit out there, and when it's original, it's great. But like you say, people are now going, oh, this video got, you know, fucking 20 million views. So I'm going to do that audio and just recreate it. It's not original. Rob's just saying the old boy, he actually has a book of ranges to certain objects in the game, so he knows where to hold his sight.
Of course he does. So Rob is military. Rob's a fucking good dude. He's been on the show. Again, go back and listen. If you're just, look, 100 episodes, it's not like you're jumping into, you know, issue 865 of fucking Batman, where you got to be like, where do I fucking start? We're just two assholes talking about stuff. You can go back to any one of them and be like, that was funny, or he's wrong, or whatever. Like, it's not like you got to go back to one. Mm-hmm. You can go to fucking whichever one you want, or just start from now and fucking move forward. Because now our thing is, when we don't do a week, we put up best of series anyway. So we're doing like little snippets of shit like that. Just go back and listen to those and then jump in, fucking tell us something about you, ask a fucking question. And the thing I got today is 4 people anyway. So I know Rob's here. I know Jeff is here. I don't know if anyone's like, I just put up this. That's my bad. I just put up the fucking link like 5 minutes ago. So hopefully other people catch it. But because I knew it was live, I found a bunch of would you rathers that I think are fucking hilarious. Now, they're not stupid comedy ones where it was like, would you rather put a bamboo shoot in your fucking eyeball or get your dick ripped off? Like, it's not like that. They're genuine questions, but I would love to hear like Jeff's and Rob's and yours and shit like that. So that's what I had loaded up for today. And I'm fucking excited about it, man. Like, I highlighted a bunch of them that I thought were really good. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I might as well throw that out and see how that works.
Well, before we jump into that, I've got one more thing. I want to ask your opinion on something. So have you seen this guy online? I think his name is Sam Sulek, something along those lines. Fucking, the guy is jacked. I mean, fucking massive. And he eats the shittiest food on the planet. He's
still- oh, Is that the broccoli headed fucking teen with like the curly hair?
And he wears the hat.
Who's on steroids?
Yeah. And I watched a video the other day. Like, he had to have somebody help him take his pump cover off because he just, he's so bulked up, he can't fucking get it off.
He's, I think Don Mazzetti calls it a trend talker. Like, people are like, yeah, I'm on fucking steroids. They're great and blah, 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 blah. Like, and I don't know which one's worse, that or the people who are like, I'm not. And then you find out they are, like, this guy, Mr. Kidneys, Mr. Liver, whatever the fuck his name was, who was like, I'm eating fucking cow testicles and my testosterone is going up. Meanwhile, he's taking every fucking possible shot in the fucking world. So I don't know what's worse, the person who says they're not and they are, or the person who's like, fuck it, I am. I'm going to put myself in a grave by the time I'm 30. Mm. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, because on one hand, you got people lying to you. You're trying to fucking reach an impossible level without steroids.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you've got the guy who, hey, props to him. He's honest about what he's doing.
Right.
But it's almost coming across like an advertisement for steroids.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I read once that someone did a report about everything in moderation is okay. And they meant everything. Apparently there was and I don't know college, so I'm going to end up fucking up. I'm not even going to say the names. I'm not sure. There was a college professor who fucking shot smack. Heroin was his thing. He did it every once in a while. Fucking went off into la-la land, lived the rest of his fucking month or whatever. Like, he did it in moderation. So, like, is everything okay in moderation? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not smoking crack. Like, I don't even think you can smoke crack in moderation. Isn't crack like the one where you smoke it, like, 5 minutes later, you're like, I want more crack? Like, I don't know if I'm too much of an addictive personality to do anything in moderation. Uh-huh. Like, I started drinking, ended up in fucking rehab, right? Yep. I started going to the gym. Now I do the cosplay thing and stuff like that. So I don't know. Are you a moderation dude? Like, can you do stuff? No, you're ADD as a motherfucker. So
I'm ADD as a motherfucker. I'm impulsive. I've got that addictive personality. I do not touch hard drugs for the pure fact that I don't think that I could just try it and walk away.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, because of that,
a party I've been to and, you know, there's been maybe a little bit of booger sugar that's around or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and I've done it once or twice, but I can't just go out and do that. Otherwise, I'm an all or nothing guy.
I never put anything up my nose, and I don't like needles. And I'm like, well, if you got tattoos, motherfucker, if you've ever been tattooed before, it's this big, you can't fucking see it, it's completely different, so shut the fuck up already.
Rob's just said, nah, anything in life worth doing is worth overdoing. Moderation is for cowards.
Look, my favorite author, the one I named my son after, Hunter Thompson, didn't do anything in moderation. Instead, he's like, let me fucking snort a bunch of coke, then smoke a little bit of crack, then smoke a little bit of weed to bring me down, and some fucking ether and alcohol to calm me out. Like, he was counteracting drugs with different fucking drugs. And that motherfucker took himself out at 67. So that's why everyone's like, oh, Charlie Sheen is fucking me. He's like, I've done more drugs than anybody else. Yeah, that's cute, dude. That's real fucking cute. This motherfucker's been doing him since fucking high school and managed to survive in perfect fucking health until he broke his hip. And then that pissed him off, so he fucking killed himself with his son and his grandson in the next room. So, like, that didn't even fucking take him out. So, I don't know, man. I guess it's just the type of person. Because you could be out fucking jogging, having a great day, boom, drop dead of a fucking heart attack. So, I guess you just don't know. I mean, I guess that's the life's great mystery, right? Like, you never know.
But like I'm all or nothing. If I keep moving, I'm good. I can, like, keep going for hours and hours and just do what I got to do and smash it out and all that sort of shit. But once I stop, man, like, the nothing really comes in. It's like, I'm done. I've stopped, and I'm not moving, man. That's it. So.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend gave the worst commercial for Coke ever. We were hanging, this is fucking years ago, and she was like, Coke's the greatest until you don't have any Coke anymore, and then all you want to do is die. I was like, so what are you taking it for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she said. She said, you're so fucking riding high that as soon as it comes down, the depression or whatever it was makes it, like, impossible to live anymore. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a fucking good time.
No, it's not. I mean, okay. So anyway, Let's jump into what you got for us, man. Would you rather? Because, I mean, okay. it sounds like here we're going, like, would you rather go balls to the wall or do nothing at all? So what do you got for us today?
Yeah, actually, it's weird. We kind of did the thing where we always segue right into it. So I was like, I wonder what could be good if a bunch of people are listening or just some people are popping in and out. And I was like, I want to fucking look up some good would-rathers. Now, some of these are going to land. Some of them aren't. It's not like I did a fucking test beforehand. But some of them I just thought were fucking hilarious, so I'd ask it. So, all right, so the first one is, would you rather fight 1,000 ant-sized bulls or one bull-sized ant?
Ooh.
I think the bull-sized ant would just freak me the fuck out. Like, I don't know if I'd be worried about fighting it as much as I would just be like, bleh. Like, I'd get the AIDS Odyssey. Like, I'd constantly be making that noise.
Yeah,
because, like, that would just gross me out. But 1,000 ant-sized bulls would freak me out, too. I don't know, man. Like, what are you doing? A full-size, a bull-sized ant? Or a bunch of, or a thousand.
I don't know, man.
Because
like, are ant-sized bulls able to run up your legs like ants do?
Yeah, and they got their horns are still sharp, man. They're gonna be they're little though.
Yeah, well,
can't you squish 1,000 ants with a fucking foot?
You could, I guess, but
do they have the density of a fucking bull? Because then you ain't stepping on them.
No, then
is it like Ant-Man where your like density goes up and shit?
But if you're stepping on them, then I guess they're like prickles, right? Because they'd still have the they'd still have the density of a bull, so their horns would be like jamming into your feet. You couldn't squish them.
I'm going 1,000 bull-sized ants because you just got to fucking you just sweep the bottom of your foot like you take your shoe off and you just kind of fucking shoo them away, dude. You got an ant the size of a fucking Volkswagen coming at you. That's gross. Like, I wouldn't be able to do anything because I would just be fucking skeeved out the whole time.
Hey, and let's face it, Rick Moranis, he pictured that perfectly in how, was that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
Like, those kids saw that ant, and they were out of there. But they were riding that thing around like a fucking horse anyway, weren't they?
Well, look, would I rather have 1,000 bull-sized ant, ant-sized bull pets or a giant fucking ant pet? Give me the giant fucking ant pet any day of the week, dude.
Yeah, if it's a pet and it's on my side, I'll take the bull-sized ant. But
yeah,
if they're ant-sized bulls, I don't know. That's a fucking.
But that could be cool though, right? Like, because people don't know what's actually biting them and shit. You just kind of fucking send them all off, and before you know it, they're like jumping in fucking people's noses. I don't know, man. All right.
Could you imagine though? Just real quick, could you imagine like taking your bull-sized ant for a walk down the street?
Fuck, and,
like,
see a yes, I can, dude. Especially if it's not leash trained, you just fucking walk next to you and shit like that, dude. Yo, as soon as you bring out a bull-sized ant, the fucking military be there in seconds shooting that fucking thing. So maybe that's not going to be good, dude. There's no way you're getting away with that. Hunter's got a rabbit. Apparently, there's a certain species of rabbit that's like this big. Like, I've seen this fucking thing. I thought it was Photoshopped. It's a giant fucking rabbit. So if you even have an ant that size, someone's coming to take... Dude, the FBI is coming to fucking take that thing away, man. The CIA is going to be like, you ain't keeping that fucking thing, man. Because then, you know how strong that fucking ant is? Right? Because don't they lift like 100 times their fucking body weight? He's flipping over fucking cars, dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that's the one I want to go with. Wait,
we got Rob San. He'd go for the bull size ant. Because there's one. And then Jeff.
Yeah, but Rob's got guns and shit. Like, I'm talking about, like, razzling. Like, I'm talking about, like, you can't. Like, I'm not saying you got to pull out, like, a John Wick amount of fucking weapons either.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
I mean, no. I guess he's right. I didn't really.
Too. Like, I reckon he could take on a bull-sized ant.
I want to see Rob at. So there used to be a prison where they did rodeo. It was lifers. And how they would go and fucking, like, entertain and make money for commissary was they would do this rodeo. It was a prisoner rodeo with a bunch of motherfuckers who were in jail for life. So they would do the thing where they'd sit at the table when the last man fucking sitting, and they'd let the bull go, and this motherfucker would just go charging across and fucking crush these dudes. One dude just sat there, and when they interviewed him afterwards, he's like, I'm never getting out of fucking prison. Imagine I get killed by a bull. Like, they just don't. They don't give a shit, man. And it was Angola State. Yeah, it was Angola State. You can watch documentaries. Fucking wild as shit. They had this one dude. There was like 10 prisoners, and they tied a fucking poker chip in between the fucking bull's horns. And the game was to try and fucking take the poker chip One guy won like 5 years in a row, man. He was just fast. You got to watch it. It's called Angola State Prison. I forgot what the actual rodeo was called, but it literally, and like, it came out in like the rodeo outfit, but their shirts were like, it was like a Western shirt, but with the old school black and white stripes on it. It was wild, dude. It was wild shit. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, man, if you get a chance, watch the documentary about Angola State. It's fucking nuts. And then I think like the Humane Society came in. They're like, nah, like all around, you ain't doing any of this, man. You got motherfuckers getting gored and you got fucking like, nah, we're shutting this whole shit down. I think the whole prison shut down.
That's too. Fucking nuts.
Yeah, man.
Fucking hell.
All right. This one's just fucking clown shoes. Would you rather adopt a British accent every time you're having a serious conversation or laugh every time someone cries? What the fuck did I do with each
other? I'd go with the British accent, you know. I'd have to. Because if I'm having a fight, it's like, I'm going to fucking knock your block off. You know, fucking come on.
Yeah. I think a serious conversation sounds cooler with a British accent anyway, right? Like you're planning a heist. Meanwhile, I'm talking to you like this or whatever, and they come in, I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Like, I'm in, dude. I don't care. Whatever you're about to say, I'm in, because then I feel like I'm in a Guy Ritchie movie.
Absolutely.
But laughing when someone times, I think Rob would want to laugh every time someone cries because he probably fucking does that anyway.
He probably does that anyway, yeah.
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 Yeah, dude, that would crack me up. Yeah. This one's fucking good, though.
We'll go get this diamond, innit?
Yeah.
How awesome would that be?
Exactly. Exactly. And someone's got to hang up behind me with playing a bass. Because for some reason, every Guy Ritchie movie, there's always like bass tracks in between. That's what I fucking want, man. Very simple. I'm a simple dude with simple pleasures.
That's it.
This next one's actually really good. Would you rather be in a real life version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park? That's fucking good one, dude. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Depends on what kind of life you want. So let's just say you're in a real life version of Jurassic Park from part one, when you're stuck on the island, like not when they're taking over fucking Manhattan. But I'll talk about that.
Yeah, no,
so
when you're stuck on the island, yeah.
Yes. So we're talking about Isla Nublar from the first one, or the world is fucking shitty ass, slow walking zombies, which by the way, that show really outlived its fucking life. Like that show lived so high and then fucking came crashing down. All right. So what are you thinking?
Fuck, man, this chat. I'm telling you, this chat. So first, we'll go back to the last one. Rob did say he'd laugh every time someone cries.
I knew it. He didn't have to say it. We knew it.
And then we got Jeff. He's saying that he'd choose Jurassic Park with his bull-sized ant.
Well, he's blending the two together?
He's blending the
Nicely
two
done.
Together.
All
right. I don't know, man. Like, you think about it. I mean, Jurassic Park, you're stuck on an island. You're not escaping any threat.
But you do have years worth of ice cream, as we found out when the fucking old guy just said, well, no, they were melting. No, fuck it. Let's say the power's on, right? After the dude gets killed, and he's like, clever girl, right? But all right, so the power's on, padlocks are on, some gates are still open, though. So you got a refrigerator, you got food, you got fucking everything. You will wait till someone comes to get you, a la like the way the Walking Dead people would run into other fucking survivors.
Yeah.
So let's be specific about the scenario. So what are you going with?
Okay, again, it's a hard one because if you're like walking around with the Walking Dead, you've got more threat. Like those motherfuckers, they're like knocking down doors and climbing through windows and
yeah, but they're walking.
No, not all the time, dude. Have you seen some of those fucking things move?
Nah, but they don't.
Because then we've got to take into account you got what zombies are we talking about? Because you've got zombies. In Resident Evil, they're fucking running.
No. We're talking the Walking Dead. The slow ones were the bigger problem was the other people. So we're just talking about zombie apocalypse. You wake up in a fucking hospital with a kangaroo and a fucking boomerang, and that's it, right? And you jump on the fucking kangaroo, and you're like, all right, mate, and you fucking go out, and it's the Walking Dead. Or you're in fucking Jurassic Park.
I'm sticking with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, actually, fucking me too. I think I'm going with Jurassic Park because of the human element. The worst part about The Walking Dead isn't the fucking zombies. The zombies are just there. But like when Kirkman wrote it, It was to show how shitty other people would be in the time of some sort of apocalypse, i.e. fucking zombies. But it could have been anything, right? I don't know if you've ever seen The Road. The Road's the same fucking way. But in Jurassic Park, even if you're there with, I mean, it would have to be more than, look, if Jeff Goldblum's there, I'm going to fucking Jurassic Park regardless of what the situation is, because he just seems like it'd be fun to hang out with.
Especially, dude, especially when he's lying there with his shirt open and shit. Like, he's sexy as fuck.
You see them nips. Yeah, because, like, I think if you're in Jurassic Park, you have to work with whoever is there. Like, you're not making a separate faction. You have fucking raptors out there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd much rather be in a situation where I'm working with other people than have to be like, I got my son and I got to worry about someone kicking in my front door because I got bread. You know?
Yeah, especially when you've got power on and all that. Like you say, the ice cream's not melted. Yeah, I think Jurassic Park's the way to go because, again, not only do you have, in the other scenario, not only do you have zombies to contend with, but like you said, you've got other factions of survivors to deal with who want to take your fucking head off
now,
and take your shit.
Now, when it came to, I don't know if you've ever seen the show. If you haven't, fucking watch it. Because it is Walking Dead realistic. You know how in Walking Dead there's like colorful characters, obviously, because it was a fucking, it was a comic book first. You got Nick, yeah, look at him, Barney Rubble. What's up, Barney?
We got Jeff on the feed too, man. How you doing, Jeff?
I had to jump on. I can't just sit in the background. I had to jump on.
Dude, I thought you were going to fucking grow all that back, man. You still look like you're running for fucking governor.
I started a new job. I'm in corporate council now, so.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
Hey, man, congratulations. Thank you. Jeff, wait. Before we continue, have you seen Black Summer?
No, I haven't.
It's on Netflix. Black Summer is the best zombie show I have ever fucking seen before. The zombies don't walk, they run. And you know how in, like, The Walking Dead, it's like, in 3 episodes, someone's going to die. You're like, oh, my God, which one of my favorite characters? You meet, like, 6 characters at the beginning of fucking Black Summer. 3 of the main characters die in the first fucking 15 minutes. They just rotate people out because the realism of it is people are going to be shitty, and they are. This isn't The Walking Dead where, like, some things need to be like, we can't show this. This is fucking Netflix. I think they filmed it in Canada. They don't give a fuck about anything. If you haven't seen Black Summer, there's 2 seasons. You will burn right through these fucking seasons. It is so good. So, well, then I guess I'm the only one that can answer this question. If it came down to Walking Dead or living in Black Summer, give me fucking Walking Dead, dude. Because Black Summer's petrifying. It's the Danny Boyle running zombies from 28 Days Later with all the same shitty people around you.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'll take Walking Dead any day.
Can I bring across my bull-sized ant or ant-sized bulls into any one of these questions? Or
I think if zombies were irradiated and it was like Fallout, you might have a bull-sized fucking ant. Anyway, which, by the way, I can't wait for that show. Fallout show looks fucking amazing.
And then we've got Rob here. He's saying as well he would domesticate a T-Rex and ride it into battle.
Of fucking course he would. He's going to strap guns to it. Yeah.
And he'd laugh while everybody cries.
Jeff, Walking Dead or Jurassic Park?
Oh, Jurassic Park. I don't like zombies. Yeah. Park, easy. I'd be there. You could just, like, not be stupid and then, I don't know, stay in a room and get killed by the bear.
Look, if your power's on, you should be okay. But even with the power on, the raptor still got, because there's glass. Right? Isn't that how they got Timmy and the other fucking girl at the end? Like, one jumps through a fucking glass window and they chase him around the kitchen and shit?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, can we just, like, give a second to give props to actors? Those 2 kids, that girl was 11, the other kid was, like, 9. There's no raptors there. It is motherfucker holding a tennis ball in a green suit, probably running around after them. And these motherfuckers are acting like... I love that about actors, right? When, like, the thing isn't there because it's all CGI. And you're like, you motherfuckers actually had to run away from a douchebag in a green suit with a fucking tennis ball acting like it's a raptor. Like, I don't know if I got that level of acting chops. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, man. Like, because, I mean, I get asked to improvise something or act something out, and I feel like a spare tool. I feel so fucking awkward, and I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, but like in Where the Wild Things Are, it
Yeah.
was based off the fucking book. It is one kid and a bunch of motherfucking tennis balls. That kid didn't have a single person in the fucking scene with him except for people reading the fucking lines. The whole movie was him and these imaginary creatures. That's crazy, man. Like, big ups to like that. And the dude from Life of Pi, there were no fucking tire in the fucking boats. Motherfucker with a ball. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, I don't know. That's crazy. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Hit it.
All right. Would you rather always say what you're thinking? Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say this because Rob already does this. It was, would you rather always say what you're thinking or never be able to speak again? Most of us say what we're thinking anyway, so that one didn't fucking count. And I know Rob does. Okay. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance along to every song that you ever hear? I'll just turn the radio off, man. You can't fucking do it. You're one. Yo, man, imagine going to 7-Eleven and like you're going in there and for some reason the Casper slide comes on. You'd never get the fuck out of there. You'd be dancing, but people would join in with you, I guess. I don't know, man. So what are you doing? Are you singing to every song or are you dancing to every song?
I think I'm singing. I mean, I kind of already do that anyway. Like my co-workers get driven nuts at work because I have one of my earbuds in and I'll be singing bad country music or some shit, you know.
Yeah.
Plus I'm a terrible dancer. Like I can play music, I can sing and shit. Well, I can play music, I could stick to a beat, you know, but I can't dance. I've got
That,
no rhythm in my body.
hold on, that actually brings up a cool scenario. Are you singing with your regular voice, or are you unbelievably good at either one of these things? Because that changes my answer. Because I would just go to like weddings I'm not even invited to. And fucking like do the tango and all kinds of shit with people. Motherfucker, what? Instead of sitting in like, I don't know, you go to Target, Celine Dion's on, all of a sudden you gotta fucking sing to an entire Target. People are gonna think you're fucking crazy. I think either way, you gotta stay out of public spaces unless you can utilize whatever that fucking skill is.
Yeah, you've got to find. I guess you'd be walking around like an autistic kid with a head earmuffs on all the time, you know, just
I
trying
mean,
to.
right? Like you have to be, because you'd be overstimulated by whatever the fuck it was.
Depends if it's like you got to sing loud or dance hard. If you got to dance hard, like if you could just do a little shimmy boogie sort of thing walking in 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee, no
Oh,
worries.
so yeah.
Probably do that anyway. But
I
if
think
you're fucking
either
loud
way,
volume, like that's fucked.
yeah.
I'd
I
be
also think
dancing.
either way, people are going to think you're nuts and stay away from you anyway. So I guess it works in both scenarios. Where,
Yeah.
like,
But
look, I don't want to
like
be
you said,
bothered.
though, if you full send it and you're like dancing, you'd end up unintentionally starting a flash mob.
Yeah.
Like if
But
you're going
imagine, but like,
hard,
look,
everybody else will
son.
be like, at first, they'll be like, what the fuck is up with this guy?
Imagine your fucking
Imagine if
TikTok
you're.
ratings, right?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Imagine
You
if
end
you
up
were
if you got
single,
TikTok in the
right?
room.
I would fucking kill whoever put it on. Imagine you're single, right? And you go to like a Cuban club or like a Hispanic club, right? You go in looking like us, right? I'm a fucking white dude. You guys are fucking suit you guys are 2 steps away from fucking like the kangaroo line, right? So we look like us. You go to a fucking club, everyone's looking at you, and then like the bachata comes on and you fucking tear the floor up. Looking like you're going home with somebody or
Oh,
multiple
yeah.
fucking people. Because every look, I'll watch people dance. I'm like, that's fucking incredible. It's just so fucking dope to watch. Imagine if that's you, like you're sitting down, all of a sudden some shit comes on and you own that motherfucking dance floor. Dude, you are getting guys, girls, whatever fuck you feel like getting, you're getting that shit. That would
It's
be
like Eddie
amazing, man. I'm going
Murphy's.
with dancing.
Yeah, it's like Eddie Murphy said. You'd be walking out of there with pussy falling out of your
Yeah.
pockets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was talking about singing. He's like, if you sing, you're gonna get fucking laid, man. Yeah. No. Yeah. And no, dude, I'm going with dancing. I'm going with dancing because I would be doing every fucking weekend then. Because then I would imagine that if we're playing the good side of this, you would know all the fucking dances. Unless you got to do the Carlton everywhere, then I'm fucking singing. Because then that shit just sucks. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Would you rather? Oh, God, this one doesn't make me mad. Would you rather speak only in a baby voice for a day or only be spoken to in a baby voice for a day?
Oh,
motherfucker, that one's terrible.
Oh, I don't know. I feel slightly nauseous now. Because it reminds me of this video the other day, right? It was one of these cringe videos. And this girl's hanging out with her friend. And she's like, oh, hang on. My boyfriend's calling me. And she answers it. She's like, hello, daddy.
Oh,
I've been missing you.
And first of all, that says a lot about the person. Like, if Sarah came up to me and started talking to me like a fucking baby, talking about how she wants to kiss me, I'm like, that's gross. Because that's a step away from pedophiles. Like, nah, man, I'm not fucking doing that. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. Like, no, I miss you. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I had a girlfriend at one point where she would just come in and just sit there and stare at me. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? What do you mean? She goes, I just want somebody to talk to. And it's like, are you for fuck?
Fuck.
Please,
nope.
No. Please, no. All right.
So which one is it?
After that, here and Nate, just to piss everyone off, I'd talk in a baby voice. If you don't give a fuck, if anyone, like, I don't care.
Yo, Jeff would come to your house listen to me and hang out with you all fucking day and do it.
I'll just follow Nate around, just pissing him off all day.
If I can make a prediction, I would say Rob would want to talk in a baby voice because there's no way he would make it a full fucking day with people talking like a baby around without him going to jail. There's no fucking way.
The dude would go postal.
I think, fuck, man.
Dude, I think I would in have that to situation, do it. I would have to do I'd have to.
That's it. I got to do it because I don't want that. Dude, imagine every store you went into, or like you go to church, and a priest gets up and he's like, Jesus, you mean me? Actually, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's have some fun with this. If you go to fucking weird places, that could be the fucking funnest day you've ever had, though. Imagine you go to a funeral. Come on, motherfucker, go to a funeral, and they stand up and you're like, John was such a good person. Yes, he was. I don't know, man.
Could you imagine walking into a Catholic church to do confession, and you're like, forgive me, daddy, for I have done naughty things.
I'm changing my answer. I want to be talked to in a baby voice because then I would plan fucking insane places to go. Because imagine starting a fight with somebody like on the street and like, you want these fists? Yeah, you do. Like, come on, man.
I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. No, I changed my answer. I fucking changed my answer. I would definitely want to be talked to like that all day because then I would go to places where it would be fucking fun to hear it.
Yeah, that's a good point as well, because if you're walking around doing the baby voice, you're driving everybody else nuts, and you're probably going to end up copping some hands.
Dude, go to the highway and speed. Get pulled over by a cop. That would be fucking awesome. There's so many good situations that would work with. You were going too fast. Yes, you were. Yeah, you go too fast. I fucking hate it. Dude, it'd be awesome. Dude, the next one is fucked up. It is so fucked up that I find it fucking funny. And I had to call my kid.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm going to cut you off real quick. Rob's just said, imagine your doctor explaining the procedure he's about to do to you in baby talk.
Oh, my God. Or like, you got the AIDS. Yeah. You got all the AIDS. Yeah. Nope. I mean, I guess that would kind of fucking cushion the blow, right? You got a little lumpy on your nut. Yeah, you do. A little lumpies.
Oh, you're a good little lumpy nuts, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Lumpy nuts. All right. This was fucked up. This is fucking terrible, but it's on the fucking list. And I was like, oh, my God, this was fucked up. Would you rather poop, like take a shit every time you come, or you have a 5% chance that you use the N-word with the hard R in every conversation that you have.
Oh!
Oh, my N-word. Fucking God, dude.
N-word.
It's a hard R.
It's written. No, dude, it's written by this comedian as not like rolling through and be like, what's up? Like, not that. In any conversation that you have.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know, because I don't think I want to drop a double load at the same time.
Unless someone's into that. But I wouldn't be into that. Like, I don't want to. No. Fuck, man.
I suppose you just have to find the right people around you.
Yeah, Rob's in the chat saying he'd go for the hard R.
Would you really? That's fucking nuts, man. Nah, there's no way. Dude, there's no way. Like, I think I would have to go for the shit one just because I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody else. If I'm shitting and it's Sarah and she goes, well, this is the fucking price you pay, she's going to understand. You know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking buying a fucking vape at the 7-Eleven and I drop a hard R right in the middle of a fucking conversation, not going to go over very well.
Fuck's sakes, Rob. Rob's just said, just ask Johnny Depp how tough it is to clean shit out of the sheets.
Oh. Yeah. No, 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 it's okay. Always fuck with a tarp under you and then throw the whole thing out at the end of the night. Just fucking the whole thing goes away. But then you got the sound while you're doing it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then she thinks you're going to kill her because you laid down a fucking tarp. Dude, imagine having to explain that with someone you bought over. Listen, it's going to be the best sex you ever had, but...
There's going to be shit everywhere.
That's right. And she's like, oh, what, like hit it hard? No, no, no.
No, no.
Feces.
It's going to be a real shit storm in here.
All right.
Yeah, look, this again, before we go forward, though, I'm shitting
because
if you're
I ain't
staying away
shit.
From the wrong people, I reckon you could get away with the hard R. Now, I'm not saying I agree with the hard R, but, I mean, if you stay in the right circles, you could probably get
away. Yeah, but those are people I don't want to hang out with. Like, if I drop in, they're like, God damn right. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with you. Like, I'm not faking like I'm your friend for that.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to be dropping double loads in the bedroom either. So I honestly can't pick one. I would rather.
That one's fucking hard. I know. All right, Jeff, are you 5%?
Still harder.
You too?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, you guys are psycho, man.
I don't mind pissing people off.
Yeah, but that's not even pissing someone. That's like, I don't know, man. That's like another level. Like, I have too much respect for, like, look, man, I teach where I teach and stuff like that. Like, there's no way, like, I feel good about myself picking that one. I would have
You couldn't do it. There's no way. Could you imagine being in school? And yeah, it just.
But that's what I'm saying. I think the situation is funny because it's comedy, but there'd be no way I would even put myself. I'd be like, dude, it'd be shit instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just shit. Because there's no
you
fucking
could put
way.
It
like,
down
I,
to Tourette's. You could say, I got Tourette's. I dropped some.
Ooh, that could be the loophole.
Is that why you're saying,
but that's your Tourette's word?
I shit the bed. That's, you know.
No, no, look. And so I was listening to Old Dirty Bastard on the way home, and the album had the non-hard R N-word in it, right? And Hunter's like, oh, I hate that word. Because he does. He hates that word. He's got brother, like, again, you guys have seen my kids.
Yeah.
I got black and brown babies and stuff like that. Like I love my kids, right?
Mm.
He knows better. Because he's got a bunch of relatives who are colors of the fucking rainbow. He's like, I don't like that word. I said, buddy, me neither. Now we're eating McDonald's on the way home, right? And after he sees it, I'm like, he goes, Dad, McNuggets. I'm like, yeah, you're eating them. He's like, no, no, let's change that word to McNuggets. And I got to sit and explain to my kid why somehow that's worse. That if every time you went to go say the N-word, McNugget came out? Mm. I think that sounds more disrespectful than, like, what up, McNuggets? Like, I don't
but,
know.
Hey,
so,
kudos to the kid, though, because he's trying to take something that he
that's,
likes.
Right, right.
It's
right.
it's like in Clerks, too. He's just trying to take it back.
Right. So I talked to my kid, Devana. And I talked to my kid, Jazzy, and they're like, A, he's a wonderful kid, and B, now I'm using that all the time. God love her, man. She moved to fucking Ohio. I want her to come back. Underneath, she's like, McNugget, please. I'm like, now that just sounds fucking funny. Yeah, no, dude, I'm going with the shit. But this one is awesome. I think this one's going to be hard to decide because I want them both. All right, ready? Here we go. Would you rather there be a ding sound every time you wink or have a cartoonish gun sound go off when you make a finger gun?
Oh, I'm going finger guns,
finger
baby.
Gun. Has to be.
I think so. I think that's, I don't know, man. At magic fucking bling, like that'd be kind of fucking cool. Too. Yeah,
it would
but you're
be,
right.
But then is it going like pew pew or is it a realistic like ba 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 ba?
No, well, it says a cartoonish gun sound. Yeah, but even like the old WB stuff, it was a fucking gun sound. It was like a, like, if it's a, I'm taking the gun. If it's a, I don't want it. I want the wink.
You get the flag with the bang roll, like the, as well.
Now you're asking for too much, but that'd be really fucking cool too.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, Rob's gone finger guns as well. I think I'd have to go for the finger guns because it would be cool. Like, yeah, pew pew.
I think it depends, right? Like, I think if I can turn them on and off and only have one, that'd be great, dude. Come on, man. Imagine going to meet someone at a bar and you're like, and they're like, that just fucking happened. Be like, yeah, it fucking did. Magic, motherfucker. But when you see your boy across that's like playing fucking like bowling or whatever, like, yo. Amazing, dude. And it's got to be loud enough that everyone can hear it, right?
Yeah.
Because the gun sound of cartoon is usually pretty loud. All right. All right, let me see. Okay. This one got serious. Would you flip a coin if heads meant you instantly received $10 billion or tails meant you died, fucking died instantly?
You know what? I'll take it. I'll flip that coin, baby. Either way, I'm out. I'm being put out of my misery.
Oh my god, dude! Can you fucking imagine? You flip it, just look. Your whole fucking body just goes limp. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking 50-50, man. Like, it's kind of like roulette. Like, if you won a whole bunch of money and went down and like, I'm gonna drop 50 million or like fucking 50 grand on black. Listen, man, it's either coming up or it's not. You're either fucking. But in that situation, you just leave broke. In this one. You fucking die. I don't know. Ah, that's tough though, because $10 billion.
But what if the coin lands on its edge? Do you end up with $5 billion and end up in a wheelchair instead? Or
that would be fucked up. Let's hope that doesn't fucking happen. That'd be terrible. I don't know, man. I don't think I would because I have a kid. If I was single, I would fucking do it. Because when I was single, I wanted to fucking die anyway.
Yeah, but even so, that $10 billion, that's pretty fucking tempting.
10 billion, that's not 10 million. That's not an
That's a B.
Yeah, dude, 10 billion. That's why people are like, dude, can we stop with this whole fucking, especially movie stars going, money didn't buy me happiness. You're fucking full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be famous. I want to be rich. Fame means you can't even go to the fucking store without these assholes jamming a camera up your ass. I don't want to be famous. But being rich, dude, money would literally solve every fucking problem I have right now. What do you mean it's not going to buy me happy? It would solve every problem I have, which equates to me being a fucking happier person.
It may not give you fulfillment.
I don't know. Because
there's a difference between happiness and fulfillment.
I'd be pretty damn happy sitting on my boat with Ferraris and...
Yeah, you know, man. I think my life's fulfilled that comes at that point. Because you know what? I would immediately build a house... and put either like the Hall of Justice downstairs or like a bat cave or like the fucking fortress. And I'm fulfilled, man. Dude, I will buy a bat costume and fucking rent like thugs and let me beat the shit out of them and go home every day. What's the fucking Batman? You can't beat that, man. I'm fulfilled. I'm happy and I'm hap-filled at that fucking
hap-filled.
Point.
Hap-filled. There's a new word for you. You know what? If I had 10 billion... If I had $10 billion, yeah, I wouldn't even mind shitting the bed then. I'd just be able to buy a new bed. And I'd have somewhere to keep my bull-sized ant.
That's right.
I'd have the
He's
money
gonna need
to
a big
buy
bed.
An enclosure.
Yeah, I could give everyone $1,000 every time I set a hard end. Harder.
Harder.
I actually like this one.
There's $1,000.
I actually like this one quite a bit. Would you rather have multiple save points throughout your life that you can restart at, or have a new game plus where after you die, you can start over with all the knowledge and skills that you acquired?
Ooh.
It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Knowledge and skills.
Yeah, because
you'd have the replayable new game, hey?
Replayable new game with all the knowledge and skills. Because I've always said, imagine if you had known 10 years ago what you know now, or like 20 years ago what you know now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could buy fucking Bitcoin and Apple, you know, and like that, you know, fucking Tesla. Well, I'd start Tesla before Dickhead does.
Well, yeah, but you could do that with save points too, though.
Yeah, okay, but that's the thing though. How many save points would you have? Like, is it once you hit
It
the
said
checkpoint?
multiple save points, so I'm assuming as many as you want.
Okay, so you can go back to any
point any one of saved. Those and replay from that part. I think I'm taking the save points, man. I think I'm taking the save points. I think New Game Plus is dope, but if you set your earliest save point at like 12, and then you can start from there and go all the way through and change all your decisions anyway. Yeah. But you're not getting info. That's right. You're not getting So you might just end up making the same problem over and over again.
That's it.
The save point, I guess, is all right, but like you say, you don't have the knowledge. You're just going back to the save point. I'd have to play it all the way through and then have the new game at the end.
Yeah, fuck. I think it's New Game Plus. I think the save point thing would be cool if you can know not to make the same decisions, but I think that if you have that, it automatically makes that one the better fucking choice.
Yeah.
New Game Plus is you make all these fucking mistakes and then you come back the same, like, dude, at birth, you're like, I could formulate fucking words already, man. Can you imagine the life that you live if every time you did that? Because then that new life, you're taking all that, not do every new life. You could be a fucking fighter pilot, an astronaut, a fucking heart surgeon. You do whatever you want. And then it makes you immortal. With the save points, you're not immortal.
Yeah.
You can keep going back, but you're not going to remember shit. Oh, dude, I'm going new game. I talk myself around and out. Yeah. I'm going
new game
plus
for sure. How many more have you got there, dude?
I think that's it. Like, there's other ones that I didn't highlight. But I just thought they were really fucking good, man.
I think we've got time for one more if you've got one more there.
All right. I want to stay away from the trophy. Would you rather know when you were going to die or how? I think that one's tropey, so let me try and find another one. That one's good too. Okay. Would you rather walk in on your parents fucking or have your parents walking on you fucking?
Walk in on me.
Well, walk in on me. That's fine. I can deal with that.
I don't know, man. I think that
I don't want to see my parents. Yeah, no, I don't want to see my parents knocking boots. I mean,
okay. Hold on. Would you rather be magical but live on an earth? Wait, hold on. But would you rather be magical and live on earth or live in a magic land but be normal? So I guess one is your Superman and the other one is like you're like the cool odd man out living in this, like in Middle Earth or whatever the fuck it is. I think I'm going magic on earth, man.
Magic on earth. Because you'd be fucked with. And the other one, like everyone else has got magic and you don't, so they'd be like, you know, turning you green and fuck that.
What if they can't take a punch and the first person you hit, you just fucking blow up into like pink mist? At that point, you don't need magic.
No, that's it. Yeah.
But what if you're normal in a magical world? You could you not then try and make the friends to do the magical shit for you?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't even need the magic powers.
So when you go to another country, you technically have a magic power. I know. I went to fucking England, and it was like shooting fucking fish in a barrel, man, because I had an accent, right? So you can make, like, because they would treat you. See, but we automatically think they would treat us like shit. Like, what if they made us, like, it was the opposite, right? And they didn't treat us like shit. Like, we assume they treat us like shit because that's what we would do.
I can't take that risk. I'm magic. I'm magic in a fucking normal world.
That's true, because if you magic in a normal world, you're motherfucking Doctor Strange and there's no other superheroes. It's just you.
Why people are still going to shit all over you anyway? Because, and you know this, Judge, yourself, the moment you start being better than someone else, they want to fucking try to tear you down back to their level. Now, if you're magic in a normal world, they're going to shit all over you because you're magical.
They can do that. But if I got like Doctor Strange style ability, I don't fucking care what they do, bitch. I will turn you and your whole family into fucking turds. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then you risk assassination all the fucking time. Because there ain't no way.
I got it. You're magical. You hit them with the cartoon finger guns and they're saying the hard R for the rest of their life.
See? That's what I'm saying. But then you risk assassination, right?
Full size ant.
Right, because there's no way that you can be like this magical person and live in and ride the fucking full size ant. I don't think you could come down and be like a Superman or come down and be like and like a Green Lantern or whatever and not have people want to fucking assassinate you, dissect you, figure out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I think you'd constantly be looking over your shoulder if you were like the only, like if you were Constantine, or if, well, actually Constantine might be cooler because then you don't live in the middle of like New York. You're like a grubby fucking, you know, mage who lives in like London. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going Doctor Strange. I don't want to go to another world and be normal because there's too many factors I don't know.
Yeah,
I just go to the Smurfs, you know, in the like that world of Smurfs and everything's fucking weird or trolls and shit like that. I couldn't live there because then there's baby voices and fucking ants and cool side shit. And
then you go to a fucking world where everyone talks to you in a baby voice for the rest of your life.
That's right. You're fucked. Yeah. No, thanks.
We have to take the lobe off your balls.
Yes, we do. Take the lobe off your balls.
All right, fuckers.
While you're ejaculating shit in the bed.
Yes.
while your bull-sized ant watches.
That's right.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to get out of here. So, guys, thanks for joining us. If you're in the chat, we appreciate your input.
And we're going to do this, man. This shit was fun. Because then it grows and shit like that. You get people to come in. This time I'll plug it more. I'll set some more of these up. We'll get some people on. We'll have them fucking chime in and talk and shit like that. These are going to be fun because then they would still go up as a show.
Yep.
But people can get in on them and shit like that. I think this is fun. I like this.
And Jeff, thank you for jumping in halfway through, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Hey, just congratulations on your 100th episode, Nate. Like, that's... Mate, like I've said before, you've helped me through some pretty dark shit.
Yeah, man.
Listening to your podcast, mate, congratulations. Really, really good, buddy.
Nate kept me sober. I tell him that shit all the time. When the other show I was on, when I told him how important it was for my journey to get over here and fucking bitch complain about stuff, and all of a sudden it was like, well, I don't fucking do it anymore. Nate's like, come on my fucking show. So Nate's responsible for me coming up on fucking 4 years, man. Fucking Nate is like the glue that ties the world together.
Yeah. Mate, I don't think you realize how important this podcast is to a lot of people, me included. Mate, you changed my life, so congratulations.
And again, the more people find out, the more people are going to find out how fucking awesome you are. And how can I hurry up and shut this
camera off so I can go fucking cry? Jesus Christ, guys. That's like fucking...
Do it on camera.
Right in the fucking feels, right in the feels. Look, thanks, guys. Like, again, Jeff, we've got like Judge and I have done what, almost 30 episodes together.
Yeah, crazy.
So we've done a third of the podcast together.
Yeah,
which is fucking awesome. You know, I mean, I couldn't do it without Judge. To be honest, I'm at a point now where I don't think I could go back. As good as the guest episodes were and shit, like they're informative and like you said, they help you through some hard shit.
Yeah,
sometimes you just need some light humor and try and figure out whether you want finger guns, a hard R, or a bull-sized ant, or shitting the bed. So it's great. But guys, remember, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, please give us 5 stars. Give us a review. If you're watching it,
and come and hang out in the future, man.
If you're on YouTube, come hang out on YouTube every week. We'll do this. You can jump in the chat. We'll get your responses in here as well. And we've got Rob doing safety debriefs at the end of each episode now.
I can't fucking wait.
Oh, dude. I recorded with him last week and he had me fucking stitches.
All right, guys. Don't go home and beat your wives. Don't get your neighbor to beat your wives. Jesus Christ. That's all right. It. I'm getting out of here. I want to eat fucking pancakes.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks for joining us, guys. We will see you next week. Peace. And before we let you go, here is Rob's safety debrief of the week.
This made me think, all right, man. You know, my son was on ADD medicine for a while, and you know, one of the ingredients in ADD medicine is, you know, speed. You know, obviously the legal version of it, but this parent got on Reddit and said, yeah, my son takes Adderall, but I want to know how much meth can I microdose him with so I don't have to give him Adderall. Yeah, look at your face, man. I did the same shit. She's microdosing her kid with meth because she thinks it's like Adderall. Look, guys, don't microdose your kids with meth. You know, get them the medication they need. Give them some aspirin if they're, you know, their foot hurts, or, you know, just like me, just tell my kid to drink some water, suck it up, and keep moving. You know, but microdosing a kid with meth, like, what goes through your head? I mean, obviously she does meth. Come on. Of all the things I would never do, I would never microdose my kid with any sort of drug.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business, or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.